I know they told you that there's holy worship in heaven, but there will be prayers. Okay? Don't you know that in heaven there is intercession? That Jesus Christ is interceding for you. You don't know. What do you think the cloud of witnesses are doing? They are interceding, they are praying for you. You see, prayer is applicable both in heaven and in earth. Yeah? So if you refuse to learn prayer now, you learn it later. I get what I'm saying now. Yeah? Now some of you want to just kill us, but we are covered by the blood of Jesus. Yeah? God. But do you know that all of this prayer we are praying is not even up to 10 hours? Do you realize that? Are we backsliding or are we frontsliding? He said, judge for yourself. How can you that began in the spirit, now you are made perfect in the flesh? Now let's be frank. Ashe, before Ashe went to, is it Ghana or Cotonou? If Ashe begin to pray here now, this place will begin to shake. Now she has come back, we are done in 10 hours. Although she has not gas out, because I see her voice. But some people, it's only when I brought light and I discovered they are in this place. They are alive here, but yet I don't even know they are living. There are some people that while we're praying here, immediately they went inside and they were sleeping. We were here traveling for them. They went inside and they are sleeping. When they went and wake them up, stand up. Do you know what they did? They find their way by the backside and they went back home. That's why I say there must be judgment in heaven. You see, you may think you are wise, but you are foolish. No, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. You may think you are wise, but you are foolish. One of my friends went to buy something. Eh? He gave the man extra money, extra 1,000. The man kept the money. Later on, he realized that he has paid the man overdose. Like, what they call it now? He has paid the man more than required, right? As a good Christian, we are supposed to at least, like maybe bring the man's attention and pay the required one. But this man thought that he prospered in business by cheating people. He does not know that whatsoever you sow, you reap. And the funny thing about sowing and reaping is that you reap more than what you sow. So another time, the guy came there to buy. Eh? The man made mistake and added him extra 3,000 naira. I tell you that God knows how to reward his saint. Anytime somebody cheat me, I know if somebody do not do him times two, another door will open for me. It's the same thing with the spiritual. Anything you are sowing right now, you will reap the same thing. I'm telling you, if you sow prayerlessness now, I guarantee you the reward of prayerlessness will be for you. In the days when you beckon upon prayer, prayer will reject you. Why? Because prayer is innocent. You are supposed to be guilty of it. If you are not guilty of prayer and the day you summon it, it will never come to you as a witness. It will never stand to defend you. Why is it that some people pray and God answer, other people pray, nothing happens? It's because those other guys are not, their voice is a stranger in the courtroom in heaven. But there are people that when they call upon the name of the Lord will answer. Why? Because prayer is their daily bread. Sometimes people call me at night, somebody is dying. And they have been praying, oh, they are praying, they are shouting, they are doing everything, they are eating everywhere. And the person is still the way he is. Because their voice is a stranger. Well, immediately when I say, well, give me the phone. Give it to the person. I will just shout small. The person is okay. Why? The difference is nothing. The difference is because me, I have lived a life of prayer. They are doing it because the devil is giving them work at that moment. Devil will employ you to pray, whether you like it or not. Ruth, if you don't pray now, those witches and wizards in Dudu Guru, one day they will make you to pray. You don't know where you stand up at night, you begin to pray. But now you are praying as a fear, which is a bad thing. I'm telling you, any prayer you refuse to pray now, you pray tomorrow in tears. You will cry, like cry. You don't want to know the reward of prayerlessness. I'm telling you. I know prayer is a very hard thing. It's true. Prayer is hard. I won't lie to you. Prayer is hard. See, one of the hardest things in ministry, hardest thing, hardest. Let nobody deceive you. It's not studying the Bible. One of the hardest things for a man to live a consistent prayer life. It's not about starting it, though. No. That's why when I, you know, when we come for prayer, when we started that time now, everybody was shouting anyhow. I knew that it's after 5 hours, we know people that can truly pray. After 6 hours, we know people that are helped by God. After 7, after 8 hours, we know people that have prayer power. We are just in the 9th hour. Many of you are relegated. We are looking for where to hide. So we are not even feeling cold, but you just want to feel cold. Where is my, I brought my sweater that was from Dubai. Where is it? See it there. I have not put it. See, from home, I didn't even put it at all. I brought that. See, maybe since we are going to do open air prayer, maybe paraventure or feel cold. Up till now, it's there. I have not put it. Why? The more I pray, the more energy generated. I'm feeling heat inside of me now. I feel like removing this shirt. But you are trying to cover yourself, cover, because you are not praying. If you are truly praying by now, you feel heat. I'm telling you, the way we were trained to pray, then we pray where there is mosquitoes, so that we will never sleep. When you are sleeping, mosquito, how can you sleep? But it will amaze you, there are people that still sleep in those kind of places. Those are people that are men of stature in the flesh. They have master. Hi. Oh God, carnality is not good, though. Please, there are not too many people that pray. You don't believe what I'm telling you. I have traveled a lot. There are not too many people that pray. I agree that people that are talking about prayer, there are plenty of them. But I told you, they are scams. Why? Because you can only know people that can truly pray, first of all, when there's enough time to pray. Secondly, not just only when there's enough time to pray, after a while, let's give them years, because the devil believes that an average believer must backslide. Devil will never believe that even if Jesus Christ appeared to you every day, that you will not backslide. He still believes you will be a customer one day. So you must make the devil to wait for you in vain. It's not everybody that is happy that some of us are rising. Not everybody. Me, I know. You may not know, I know. So they are waiting eagerly so that your weaknesses, your challenges, everything swallow you tomorrow. So they will say they are prophesied. Say, we know. You know, now they are prophets because of your carelessness. Everything you get by prayer, it will require prayer to preserve it. Everything. It's better you don't even start praying, that you start praying and start getting some small results by prayer. And now you want to leave prayer. The same thing. Anything you get by seed sowing, it will require seed sowing to keep it. If you used to fast to feed the anointing, you must keep fasting to feed the anointing. If you study the Bible for 10 hours to feed the anointing, you must continue that one. In the realm of the spirit, you find a pathway, you abide by it. That's how it works. Some people may never feel the presence of God until they sing songs for 2 hours. Let them continue like that. That's their own way. You, I know you don't sing. I know you don't sow seed. I know you don't read the Bible. Pray for free. You cannot pray. How can you find God? Which miracle? And the funny part is that God is not lost. You are the one that is lost. And this post is supposed to help you so that God can encounter you. I made a post about, I said, there is no man that has ever found God without first waiting on the Lord. Somebody that does not have sense went and commented. He said, before you got born again, how long did you wait on the Lord? before he got born again. I know the person don't know what he's saying. See, there are things that are freely given. There are things that are never freely given. Even salvation itself, you must accept it. You think you just get born again by getting born again? That's the issue. Everybody in the whole world should be born again. That person talking that he does not even know that he's surviving at that moment because somebody is praying that he doesn't even know. If he's wise, he should look for a seat and go and give to the person. Because he doesn't even know the person. I was coming from Abuja. Some people were just castigating, talking rubbish about pastor. I felt ashamed. I don't even want to hear my name. Pa! I was just afraid. Let them not even just check online. And I see my face with one picture quote that say, if you don't pray, you die. Because they will not know that I'm part of them. Because the guy said, if you want to have a problem with him, he should just be going to prayer house. That what prayer house has done to him and his sisters. He said, bring 10,000, bring 100,000, bring 200,000. You get a miracle. You brought everything, nothing happened. So now he felt every pastor is a thief. It's because the pastors are not praying. Any genuine minister that pray will focus on the life of people, the soul, the transformation. The ones that are not praying, they are applying economic principle, buying and selling. So they will sell anything just to get money from you. Promise you anything. Jesus does not give us hope. People are the ones that give us hope. If you do not pray, there is every chance and probability you'll be fake. That's just what I mean. I'm very serious. There are no two ways about this thing. The only genuine pathway in this seeking is to follow through the pathway of prayer. Except if you want to be a normal Christian. You know what I mean, a normal Christian? All these churches want to go and change. And we are trying to bring revival into the churches. That normal church now, they are morally sound. You know what I mean, morally sound? Oh my God. You don't put trust and come to church. Your attire must be tied very well. In fact, remove earring. It's part of the things of the world. So when you are coming to church, you move gradually. Let your Bible be like this. But there is no Holy Spirit. No fire, nothing. But if you truly want to carry fire, carry power, have a texture of life and reality, you must follow through the path of prayer. Except you want to fake it and lie and do gymnastics, do gimmicks. I met a guy that worked with a minister. They paid people $3,000 to lie that they are blind, now they see. To lie that they are crippled, now they walk. $3,000 in Abuja. I just came back down. It's not a, this one is not a, I hear, no. I did there. $3,000. You now come and say, I'm blind, blind. The man will not pray. Hey, I'm seeing. People will not carry this, that's how I gullibility. You see, if you are duped by a fake man of God, because you too are fake. I'm very serious. It will require a certain level of fakeness in you as a believer for you to remain under a man that is fake for long. If not, you will know. If you are truly following Jesus, the day I backslide, you will know now. I'm very serious. The day I'm backsliding, you will know. But because you yourself, you are fake. So even if I'm fake, you will not know. That's how it works. If you truly want to be genuine, you see this process we are taking through, it's a very hard process, but it's better. Somebody call me, say, Apostle, when will you rest? I say, look at this person. When will I rest? How old am I? Why should I be resting? If I'm resting, is it not a cause? It's a very big cause. My mates are resting, that's why they are not relevant. That's what the person want me to be. If I call the person name, you don't even know where the person is. The person don't even exist at all. And he wants to bring me to his own level. Have you ever had a great man say rest? Do you know what's greatness? This prayer you see I'm doing is just one part of what I do to make me who I am today. One part. You may pray and still fail. Sometimes for weeks, My back does not stay 2 hours in the bed. I have big bed. It does not stay. For a month, I don't on TV to watch what? To watch what? When I have a lot of things to study. Do you think impact is just a cheap thing? It doesn't work like that. I'm very serious. As I'm talking to you right now, they are transcribing some of my books in different languages to different countries for free. But nothing free is free. Nothing free is free. No. I want to be remembered in eternity. If I'm not here praying now, I won't be sleeping. I'm very serious. If I'm not here praying now, I will not still be sleeping. I'll be in my room working. You don't want to know how many things I'm writing, how I meditate, how I ponder the things I study. If you want to be fake, the easiest way is there. Just be sleeping and don't pray. You'll be so fake. And the day that darkness come after you, we will know you are fake. If you want to be genuine, you see this pathway that looks hard, you must follow it. Every time my voice does not have, it's not sweet. Why? It's cracked. Why? Prayer. Yes. No, voice train. In fact, if you are not praying, you are wrong. You will be wrong, and you are even wrong. And it does not matter wherever you are. I always say it now. Yeshua Mashiach is still his name. I don't care where you are. Whether you are in America, whether you're in Japan, whether you are in where, Yeshua and Mashiach is still his standard has never changed. Jesus Christ, the Savior, is still the Savior everywhere you are. If he's not your Savior, it's because you have not recognized. There is no any better place. There is no any better place that you serve the Lord very well. You are a joker. I'm telling you, you create the atmosphere. You have to create it. Even if you take me to Arab nation where they will vow that we should not call the name of Jesus Christ, I will still be where I am and I will still be communing with the Holy Spirit. Why? Because I have made this a lifestyle. You can never stop me from praying. You can never. Like never. I was a federal investor last year. I was here yesterday. I told them, there has never been any law in any nation against prayer. It's a lie. There is no any law against prayer. You will never see. I'm telling you. That you should not pray is not a law. Maybe they will tell you not to go to church, but does that mean not to pray? You know what I'm saying? No. If they put a law, don't go to church, it doesn't stop you from praying. Do you understand what I'm saying now? If they say we should not go to church, can't you remain in your house and pray? You can. If they say if they carry you to jail, can't you remain in the jail and pray? As long as you can breathe, you can pray. But you don't just understand that. I get what I'm saying. That's why people have very organized church and yet they are not praying. And I always say, a church that is not given to prayer will soon become a citadel of armed robbers, thieves, and carnality. All kinds of darkness will be there. What transforms men is prayer and the ministry of the word. Most of our churches don't even have the genuine word. You know, there is word, there is genuine word, there is stories. They tell you stories. Agreeable stories, not spirit and life. Why? Because the realm where life is communicated is higher than the platform they can ascend to. A pastor is supposed to preach tomorrow, Sunday. Today, do you know what he's doing today? He's visiting friends and just and he's still fighting with his wife. He has not even stayed 1 hour with the scripture. 1 hour to even pray. Let's be sincere to ourselves. If it is truly God you want to encounter, you must change this pathway. I'm telling you. You have to. It went so far, so easy. Men will just believe that this thing is just, maybe there is some kind of special grace. You know, sometimes I travel, people meet me and say, you will not need that. I'm supposed to release upon me that grace of your prayer. I look at them and laugh. It doesn't exist. Now I'm telling you, it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. See, there are things that you don't get by impartation. You can just pray for them because you just feel like, just pray for them. Sometimes they come well-meaning with seed, and I know that that will not make them not to sleep the next day if they want to sleep. You must make a decision and be responsible about it. Do you understand? You have to. The cell is big. You must be willing to be very, very serious about this. Whether you feel like it, whether I don't feel like it, it's not a joke. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Huh? Is it making any sense? You have to try. If you truly want to tap into grace, eh? Tap into my prayer strength too. Come, let's do it together. One of the easiest ways to tap grace, eh? Is to come, let me teach you how to catch fish. Just give me fish, give me fish, give me fish. Somebody say, Apostle, just pray for me. Just pray. I say, can you take 3 days and just fast and pray, then do? Say, Apostle, I know, just release. I say, look at this person. Sometimes the easiest way to tap grace, eh, is to follow me to the way of prayer. Just Jesus Christ carry them. Say, come, let's pray. They now discover they are not qualified to tap grace. Because they cannot wait at least for 1 hour. Please, you must be quite deliberate about this. This is a retreat. We do this once in a month. I expect all of you to, if you like, be carnal as possible for the whole of the month. But why will you show your carnality for just 24 hours? What does that say? It means that the entirety of all those months, all those weeks, is a waste. How can I say something? What you are showing right now is a totally resultant, directly proportional effect of what you have been doing. That's how it is. And you may deceive yourself that after this prayer we just do now, you are not spiritual overnight. It's a lie. If you don't make this a lifestyle, you have a challenge. I'm very serious. Samson said, let me what? Let me arise again like the other time. And he arise again, discover, huh? That love, she has been effective in her ministry. Then Suleiman preached a message. He said, be careful of the ministry of what? Spiritual barbers and their barbing saloon. Delilah has a barbing saloon. She shaved off the destiny of men. There are things that shave off your prayer life. You don't know why. After you fraternize with certain people for a long time, now you come to fly with us to the place of prayer, discover there is no energy. As you do like this, there is no longer wings. The wings have been cut. No, have you? We used to wicked chickens before. Or bird. When we go to the bush, then we hunt them. When we carry them, we now remove their feathers. We now throw them as well. Fly now. Fly, fly. You will see how beggarly the bird is. He cannot fly because there are no wings. So he will not try to stretch further his hand like his hands go out. Nothing's happening. That's how many of you are like. They have removed your wings. So now you want to spread it off. You now discover that it doesn't exist. Samson, wake up. And you want to push again. Discover that no, it was not you that was doing it. A man God help is better. God was helping you. You didn't take it serious. Now you see what it means for you to be alone. To be really be without the help of God. Please, we must be very, very deliberate about this. And I always say, prayer is hard for everybody. I don't believe Babalola just love praying. It's a lie. You see, we confess it to ourselves just so that we can program our subconsciousness. I told you, anytime I say it's not by prayer, I feel as if I should slap myself then repent later. Because I know that prayer brought me this far. I will require prayer to take me further. Whether you like it or not, there must be some factor of more prayer in your life for you to be where you are today. There are people that have not been to Bible school, have not been to school of ministry. People have been to those things and they have not been relevant. Is that not true? So what's my difference? I was in the school of the spirit. And what made me have that advantage of the school of the spirit? Because I journeyed through there into prayer. The location of school of the spirit is in the realm of the spirit. No carnal man know that place. You must pray to ascend there. I get what I'm saying now. Many people attend school in the flesh. They give them certificate. They are deprived of the reality in the spirit. So they return back to all their carnality. Please. Please. You will not die in the place of prayer. Nobody ever died. By now that is established. But why are you behaving as though you are dying in the place of prayer? And you refuse to die. At least, if you want to die, die better now. But you are behaving as if you are not dead, you are not alive. Pray. You are dragging yourself like all these small, small children. But you are the one, if we say amen now, you will not stop talking. It's an attack, oh. I'm telling you, it's an attack. It's an attack. Gotcha. It's an attack. Seriously. Please try. Is that okay? And we say prayerlessness is contagious. The same thing as it's possible for us to come here. You come here prayerful because you sit close to a man that does not pray. And when you are returning back, you discover that when you went back, you too, you cannot pray. It's very personal. As iron sharpeneth iron, so is the countenance of the other sharpened by. But the funny thing you don't understand is this. You know, sometimes you can take something that is very hot, you put in something that is cool, it will become cool. But you don't know. You don't understand. The same way you take something that is hot, and you can put it in something that is cool, and it can make what is cold become hot. Sometimes the strength or the potency of that coldness, if it's too much, it has the ability to swallow the hotness of that thing that is hot. Do you understand? That's why some of you went to change some of your friends. The friends end up changing you. The difference is simple. They are more carnal than you are more spiritual. When they compare the level of their carnality and your spirituality, their own has more rank than your spirituality. And you say no, you must do by force. And now, you are carnal. And the funny part is that you receive impartation to do double. So you now become double than them. Now look at you and say, sister, you don't know that you are now a double portion of them. Please, you have to be careful. Is that okay? Don't transmit to us carnality. At least, if you can pray within the kind of level these people are praying, it's still better. But you claim that you know more than them, but they are not sleeping, they are sleeping. So what does that mean? That means you need to go and learn from them. Maybe we should put you there. Maybe we put you there, at least, maybe you will. Because as far as I'm concerned, I prefer them than you. That is the truth. You think it's easy to do that one? You have no idea. If you want to be great in life, you must learn to summarize your sleep. There is no man that has become great today that does not take advantage of what? The night times. See, let me tell you. If within a week, you don't have a day that you sleep past 12, you are wrong. Your destiny is decided without you being present. What are you doing? Sleeping from 9 or 10 till 6 o'clock. Some don't even wake up 6, they wake up at 8 or 9. And when they wake up, do you know what happened? Apostle? They will chase that. They sleep like this. That turn like this. That turn like this. Why? You have enough time to sleep. And when they wake up, you see. What they call it? It's saliva. Saliva move from here to here to their ear. Then it move from this other ear and come out here. Why? Because enough time to sleep. you did like this for the next 15 years, what will it become? What will it become? No, 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 no. That has to stop. I'm very serious. That has to stop. Is that okay? Draw close to any great man. When you check their eyes, you know that they are not just sleeping anyhow. Seriously. The privilege the devil has over me is when I was carnal. Now, there's no rest. Like, no rest. Don't worry. When I'm done with my work, I will rest. But now, Mban. You know how I rest? Kukiva kuku varatish. When I want to rest, I go slow and steady in tongues. While I play something. When I close my eyes, I have another encounter. When I come back, I start writing another book. But you rest. We don't even know where you go to. So, you know, some people tell me they used to have attack at night. I felt it's too much sleep that's making those attacks impossible. If you don't have time to sleep like me, which time will the devil come to attack your back? But when you sleep for like 20 hours, 10 hours, why will demons not come and attack you? They're just going to tell you that, please wake up, wake up. You have sleep too much. I'm telling you. There's a kind of way you sleep too long, spirit will come to just attack you. I get what I'm saying. You must learn to summarize your sleep. You have plenty messages in your phone. You have not finished. Listen, it gets all worse. People do night video watching movies. I'm very serious. Night video. I was with a minister. This thing I thought is only normal people that have. I was with a minister. We were invited to preach. We're in the hotel room. You know the funny part? At night, after we minister, the morning session, the evening session, we're supposed to have a morning session the next morning. This minister was watching a movie. When I'm thinking of what burden to communicate to these people the next day, the man was just watching a movie. And the funny part, he began to ask me, okay, the other season, how is the other season? How is this? I just... This man does not understand that. I don't even understand. I don't even know the name of the actors. I'm talking about season. Season. Philip Zephas. You are lying to yourselves. That's why you will never be relevant. Never. Somebody was asking me, okay, who did they sign in? Who did they sign in to the club? Well, what's the goal scorer? Is the highest goal scorer? What is this? I look at the guy, so you're asking the wrong person. Ask me my encounters last night. You understand? Ask me things about spirituality. I'm not done studying the body of Christ. I'm not done studying. Do you know how many great men that are available now? Recently, I just started to find out. You understand? One beautiful thing about this is Telegram. Telegram. Like this in Telegram. It's not on WhatsApp. Many people are WhatsApp. I like that Telegram because you can see messages. What? You can just download plenty of people. I was just many great people. Young men, but on fire for God. They are like, you are your mate too. On fire for God. I was listening to what they are doing. It amazes me. You now discover you are not alone. Everything you are doing now, people are having tremendous encounters beyond what you are having now. So don't clap for yourself. Go to YouTube and see small children what they are doing. You are the only one that remain your thing. Lafia is your heaven. No. Seriously. Mban. You get what I'm saying? You must learn to strive to be better than this. Please. Prayer, you don't want to. Studying, you don't want to. Let's be frank. How many of you here? I saw one guy. How many of you here, while we were praying, the Lord was talking to you and you are writing something? I saw only one person doing that. You see? Many of you come before the presence of the Lord, not expecting the Lord to tell you anything. And that's how you go back the same. After 2 years, start looking for a prophet to prophesy to you. When you come to the place of prayer, your heart has to be open. But because you are here, and the suggestion to sleep is heavy upon you, so you are speaking in tongues with sleep in your eye, you cannot discern what the Lord is speaking. When you pray, is the time when the Lord begins to expound to you much more your dreams, your visions. And sometimes God begins to reveal things. If you are truly praying in connectivity to heaven, you begin to have downloads of revelations, of insight, of wisdom. And most times, your dreams, your revelation, your visions, the Lord will begin to bring interpretation to them. But many times, we don't pay attention to these things. We must change our attitude towards the pursuit of God. We have to change it. You know, this is home. I'm not after you fall under the anointing. That, in fact, if you fall under the anointing here, we used to carry you up. You know that? Because that's not the priority here. Do you understand? So even if we are praying now, you know, after we... one of those prayers we're doing in the mountain. After like 2 hours, 3 hours, people start following the anointing. I say, for what? Why are you following the anointing? And the funny part is that shouting, yeah! I say, oh God, keep this your shouting. Draw them up. Hold them very well. We are here to pray, not to follow the anointing. That's why that other guy came. He said, we are not stopping the prayer to collect visions and dreams. Collect visions and dreams and prophecy. When we are contending for them beyond vision and dream and purpose. These are things you do out to impress people. Maybe to let them know that there are any possibilities, you understand, in this pursuit of God. But you, your emphasis is not vision. Your emphasis is not dream. Your emphasis is not falling under the anointing. No. If you can pray the way you are praying now, I'm telling you the truth. If you stand by anybody that does not pray, don't breathe like you. The person will fly and go to that side. You are with me in Federal University Life here now. Any person I come close to them, they jump here. They jump. Why? They are not praying. I'm telling you. The videos are there. I don't even like putting those online because people will think you are proud. But it's nothing. If you pray, you will do the same thing. I told them, go and do likewise. There is nothing magical about this thing. Your laziness makes this thing like that. I'm telling you. I just come close to somebody like this, the person jump. I come close to you, you jump. The one that refuses to jump, you stay small. The person will jump. Why? No prayer. But there was one lady, I stayed close to her. The lady was praying the more. She was contending the heat. Do you know why I left her? She was packing too much for me. So I left the place. I'm very serious. I was saying, fu. She was going to the lady. She's part of those escorts. That lady is a praying lady. She has capacity. But many of those other ones, ban. You must understand that the reason why you pray is not for visions and dreams and revelations. It's to build capacity. So that if Jesus encounters you only once in your entire lifespan, he will download a lot of things upon you that will help you survive till you die. But many of you just keep coming every day, and yet you just take small sipping, small teaspoon. So you are waiting for tomorrow for him to come again. Because when the vessel finish, the oil stops flowing. Even if Oedipo, Salman, who again? Arome, who again? Benihin, come here and pray for us like this. The one that have more capacity will receive more than you that don't have capacity. I'm telling you, that's how it will work. So when we say you should pray, it's not for you to fall under anointing. Don't just fall. Mm-mm. Stand up and build the more capacity. Is that okay? Some of you pray, you start feeling the power of God. You start feeling the power of God. Keep feeling like that. It's very important. Tomorrow, when you go to your class, when somebody says he's sick, put your hand there. You will see the sickness disappeared. But if you refuse to pray now, all of these things will never be a possibility. You'll be the one that will be falling when you go for meetings. When they do, hey, you are there. every time you're under the chair, every time, what will you remain upon your chair? When? Let it be that when the man of God is shouting, hey, they should see you sweating and praying, entering deeper realms. They know you are not falling in. You are chewing more. After the man is done ministry, you should go and do retreat, because him too, your will have draining finish. I went to a place, the hunger in those people make me afraid. Hunger. I used to see people that are hungry before. Two hungry people are gluttons. Is it, forget all these ladies, you see them very organized. The way you truly know when somebody is hungry, the way you eat, is when you put a hidden camera. Because you will not know now. You will see the way they are devouring the food. You know that this person is really hungry. I'm telling you. So please, how hungry and desperate you are. How? Let's not be that complacent in keeping to our seeking for God. No, let's not. Okay. Right? Like I've always said, whether you like it or not, what prayer will not do, more prayer will do it. What more prayer will not do, much more prayer will do it. What much more prayer will not do, much prayer will do it. I don't know how your situation is, prayer is applicable. But are you willing to pray? Are you truly willing to pray? Most times we are not. Is that the way you used to pray before? You know something is wrong somewhere. And you know the funny thing about this thing? Do you know you will not only be praying like this forever? Let nobody deceive you. I know I will not always be praying like this forever. I won't have this privilege forever. Many people have left this area now. And they are no longer having a place like this to pray. How do they survive there? Their survival will determine on how much more they invested now. We are here now encouraging you to pray. You are not still praying. Do you think if you live for US or live for a country or a place where people are not praying, how will you do? How? I know we look wicked, we look so hard on you. So somebody say I'm very hard, you know. I'm wondering, am I really hard? Is it Estimo? Estimo? Who is this? Michael, am I hard? Michael say I'm not hard. So people look at me like a very, very hard person. Somebody say I'm not a human being. I show you, right? I'm surprised. Am I not a human being? I'm behaving like a spirit. Is that true? The person don't know me. No, it's the truth. So you must understand that if we are here making you to pray like this, it's not wickedness. Somebody says that I'm just too spiritual. Look at this. So what does it mean not to be too spiritual now? The other time we danced. My Ima, you had an accident. I will not dance again. For next dinner that we prayers. That's what it means. That life is basically spiritual. Basically. Please. We are not wicked making you to pray. No. Sincerely speaking, it's because we love you that we want you to pray. So that you can be relevant. Is that okay? Don't worry. After the marathon prayer, tomorrow, next, you have enough time. If you like, but go and sleep. Let nobody, if I lock yourself inside and throw away the key, you will come out when hunger catch you. Yeah? Because hunger is a mystery. You know, there are many mysteries in scripture. Hunger is one. It's only hunger that will make Israel what? that will take Israel back to Egypt, right?
Yes.
Hunger will make you carry your leg, go to where you vow you never will. I've never said in school that I will never beg this person again. They didn't hunger catch you. Please. Hunger is a mystery. I'm telling you, you don't know when you sell your bed, right? Mercy, don't worry. When Grace is hungry, tell her that can she give you the first pond, right? You give it to Mercy when you're hungry. Cook a very good potage for her. Correct? I'm telling you, hunger can make you sell your bed, right? See, what concerns better is, you know, when I leave tomorrow, the vow, they will know I'm a single brother. Give me food, let me eat now. They are gone. Hunger. It's because of hunger that Joseph used to make everybody slave in Egypt. Wow. Come on, my tete. It's well. The Lord will have mercy upon us. Truly, truly, life is a mystery. I'm telling you, sleep is also a mystery. What? God. So in the place of prayers, people have programmed themselves to sleep. In this cold, in this weather, maybe the only place people will not sleep is hell. But some people maybe succeed and sleep there. I'm telling you, God will be so surprised if you see some people there, they are sleeping. Wake up and feel a pain now. A pain waiting. They sleep, they go. I'm telling you. God. It is well, and these are the leaders of tomorrow. What do we teach you for the tomorrow? How to sleep? Yeah? Is it when you're married that you have time to pray? You can't. Is it when you get a good job? You can't. It is appointed for you to pay the price to bear this yoke now that you are you. You are youth, you are still behaving like old people. Huh? This one. And the funny part is that some of you, we are the one that choose the hours of this prayer as well. But you are doing as if you are the timekeeper. After 10 minutes, you don't check your watch, you check your phone. You check as if you don't hold the time and just turn it to just reach 6 o'clock by force. What's your problem with your phone? There is no miracle that will happen that the time will just automatically go like that. Why not you just calm down? I saw some of you, we are just praying. You not think and check again. God, this time, eh? I'm not praying as far. You not check again. You are not praying. I'm telling you, you are not praying. Seriously, you are not praying. You are not praying. You don't pray because what if after we are done now, after we are done the 12 hours, and the Lord says we should continue? Will you insult the Lord? You see? So why are you changing the clock? Why? Do you know if I go to pray, I don't check clock? Because whether you like it or not, the sun and they don't need that clock. When it's morning, morning will come. You are checking because you are just scanner. How many of you are watching movie and you are checking clock to see whether I am? You don't use the check. So you don't even use to eat. Some of you will not even bath. You remain there. Sidewalk. Like, you see with your friends, do you check the clock? But now it's God, you are dwelling with God, and you are giving God time, you are checking clock. God, we are really made perfect in the flesh. And we are the one that put the time, not you. We are the one to even check the clock to see whether okay. But you are the one checking, hoping and living, and suddenly you have enough faith to believe that the time will just be shifting fast. Why? Who has done this to us? Who has done this to us? I want to disciple nations. You cannot even mentor yourself. You want to mentor another person. You cannot be disciplined to pray. You want to go and counsel somebody to pray. Like the way you are now, if somebody come and tell you I cannot pray, what will you start telling the person? Because you too is your reality. Your reality is that you cannot pray. So don't even lie because you are a scam. You must conquer this thing so that you can be able to help others. I'm telling you. For what you have not conquered, you can never be able to educate another person. Anything somebody asks me, I can say it's my lifestyle. I boast on things I say, I think it's my lifestyle. I'm telling you. If it is not, it would have been betraying me for a long time ago. How could I bet it would have betrayed me? Went for a meeting, somebody that used to hear me talk about prayer and not. He was standing by me to see whether I would not do the prayer. When the guy said prayer, after everything, the guy came to my hotel and came and knelt down. Say, please release the grace. I said, look at this. It's everybody that just talk cheap talk. Please, you must be truthful to yourself and be true and be genuine. See, if you remain genuine for a while, you will have something to say and you'll be a voice. I'm telling you, there are many fakers, many liars, many fakers. The one thing about ministry and pulpit is that there's this level of too much organization that you may never even know somebody is fake. It will take certain proximity and people don't even allow people to come close to their lives. You get it? So please, you must be careful. You must be careful. The reason why we want you to be genuine is so that you don't become a victim. Yesterday, somebody was telling me, is it yesterday or day before yesterday, that a prophet, I know the prophet duped his sister 2.5 million naira. And he duped him how much self again too. And the prophet is everywhere. You see that kind of thing now? Why? If you are not careful, you will become fake tomorrow. I'm telling you, you will. You will. Or it will amaze you that tomorrow you will be the one that will be tossed to and fro like every wind of doctrine. And I realize that most times before you meet one genuine man of God, you will meet at least 10 or even more fake people. I have met a lot of them. So please, you must be genuine, number one, you yourself. And this way of prayer, it has never been renovated. It will never be renovated. It will remain like that. I told you, it's easier. There is audio Bible. You know there is audio Bible. Now, audio, you can play it and sleep. But you can play and be eating for yourself. And be hearing it. It will just be playing in the book of Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and you will hear it in Revelation. No wonder. There are all kinds of songs people have sing. So you can hear song, worship song from a radio and you from a stereo. You really feel the presence and power of the Lord. But prayer, Mban, there's no any digitalized way of prayers. You must pray. Even if you carry my tongues, you know, right now I think now spirit now that they have all these. There's 1 hour prayer with Philip Cephas, 2 hours, all of those things, they are good to. But if you just play those things and you are not praying and following it, demons will sit upon your head and pause it. Then they will hit you very well. That's why you now understand that prayer does not have a digital way. Prayer is still analog. Is it analog they call that thing? You know that kind of clock that is boing, boing, boing? That's the way prayer is. It's still analog. We must hear you do it. That's the power of it. Don't just play it and be moving up and down. Moving up and down. No. I told you one guy. This guy say he will be waking up every 12 to 2 to be praying. I never know that he wake up and carry all this kind of 1 hour, 2 hours prayer and put in his ear. We're not moving up and down, up and down, up and down. After I do exercise, after 2 hours, you're not saying I pray for 2 hours too. You're not going to sleep. No, you're not going to sleep. You're not going to carry movie and watch from that 2 to 4, then you now sleep. That's how he's doing. Until one day there is no light and his phone was not charged. So now 12 o'clock I reach. He has to pray. There's no connection. He came to me and said, is there a way I should give him the? I said, I don't have those things on my phone. He said, yeah. So how will you pray now? I said, well, what have you been doing for? So he said, he need that one so that he can put it and pray. I said, you have not been praying at all. You have been photocopying. And now the photocopying ink has finished. And it's night. They have closed shop to buy ink. I said, the guy went out. That's when he had to start learning prayers again. He went out to pray. After 5 minutes, the guy kept quiet. Oh! And I discovered his strength in prayer is 5 minutes. If he was not praying 2 hours, and I started singing song. The song was not sweet too. And I kept quiet again. Later, he just sat down. And that's how he could not do. Within 30 minutes, he returned back inside and began to sleep. He has lied to himself. There is no any customized digital way of praying. You must learn it the analog way. Is that okay? It does not matter which country you are. You must learn prayer the analog way. That's why most time when I go from prime meter, I say, let's off the generator. See, off the music. Off all this piano. Off those things. Off all of those things. Let's pray. Let me hear you pray with your mouth. Because, you know, Jesus Christ did not use all of those things. The apostles did not use all of those things. Sometimes those things are to encourage you, but let it not replace your genuine seeking for God. Am I making sense for you people? So I'm talking to you as leaders. No, anytime we talk to leaders, I tell you, I can go out there to just go and do, but most times all this external administration hires, they give you 1 hour, 45 minutes. It's not enough. You just to come and give them appetizer. But let me tell you, you people are leaders. How do you do with God in your house? How? Please tell me. Should I come one day, I will sit down with each and every one of you. Let it be a counseling session. I don't understand. How do you truly, really, like really, really dwell with God? Because what I'm seeing, sincerely speaking, is a true reflection that many of you are sleeping. You are not really, really praying. I'm telling you. Sincerely speaking, how do you do? How? We must be serious and change our patterns of engaging God. If we truly, truly want to receive. Do you know sometimes people tell me they don't use to have encounters? I say, see, God there is a rewarder. God knows who are really jokers. I'm telling you, if you are truly, really seeking God genuinely, you have encounters. But because you are a joker, you discover that it's almost impossible. God will come and bypass you and go to somebody that is truly genuine. Please, add certain level of seriousness to this thing. Is that okay now? Beyond just this retreat, once in a month, when you go back home, ensure that you give time for God. We always emphasize 24 hours in a day. At least give God a tithe of it. A tithe of it. 2 hours, 40 minutes. Out of 24 hours is enough. At least minimum. If you can give to God, your life will be relevant. I don't care how faithful you are in your tithing in church or whatever you do. That's good. But you see, don't also rob God in prayers. Is that okay? Try. Try. It's hard, but try. Is that okay now? Please, let's try.